Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Maisa diganu dekogarmle. That you have to take off Maisa from the fruits and vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's not only because it grew out of the ground. You have to have a Maisa digun. You have to gather them together in a kree and make a pile out of them. That's what's Mechayiv you, midiraisa, to take off Trumas and Maisris. But before that, you don't have the Chiyiv. And the Ran says, Shayidei digun. That you gather it together and make a pile out of it, Mischayiv a Maiser. For lo yayidei karka. It's not just the growing out of the karka. Stam, when they grow out of the karka, it's potter still. You're not eating it aray. It's only when you make a Maiser digun, that's what makes it the Chiyiv Truma, or Maiser. So if a Maiser is also not called something that's tully directly in the ground, there we have the Chumra to say it's not butl. There could be so far we have no proof. Shvius is different. Shvius, the Isser, is tully in the karka, therefore what grows out of the karka is mal, it's butl through the karka also. So this Gemara says, Losiv Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked a question like this. It says that we had a locha before, somebody says, Kainem Peris Eilu Alai. It makes an Issa Kainem that these Peris in front of him is like a korban to him. He's not allowed to eat these fruits that are in front of him. Or else Kainem Hein Alpi. These same thing, these fruits are also to my Alpi, to my mouth. Or else Kainem Hein Lupi. Same thing. These different ways of saying it, but you mean the same thing, that these fruits that you have in front of you should be also to you Bekainem. So the halacha is also Bechilufayim. You're not allowed to eat the exchange of it. If somebody exchanges for you, or you want to exchange it with somebody else, you give you a pound of apples here to somebody else, and he gives you a pound of pears, that chiluf and the pears are also to you. Uvigadulayhim. What grows out of those apples, what that grows out of it, those onions, is still also. What about if you say, Sheini Yoichel? You don't say, Elu these, but you just say, I'm not going to eat, Sheini Yoichel. Or else, for Sheini Toy, I'm not going to taste. Then we say, Mutta bechilufayim, uvigadulayhim. Then you only mean to ask for the fruits themselves, but not the exchange you get for it, or not what grows out of it. These things are mutter. By where did we have before? Bidova shazara kola. It's only something that the zara, the seed, when you plant, like falls apart, and something new comes out of it. But the seed itself goes away. Avo bidova shain zara kola, but on a type, let's say, by an onion, where the seed itself doesn't go away, just the onion itself gets bigger and bigger, then we say, afilu gidulei gidulin asurin. Even what grows out a second or third time is all asa. If you made an issa neder not eat onions, so now if you take the onion and you plant it, what grows out of it, what grows out of that is all asa. So here the kasher is, here we see that it's not bottle. So shalom, why isn't these things bottle? So Ram says like this, he said before, botzel shel truma. If you have an onion of truma, sherabu gidulov alikroi, that you replanted it now, you planted this truma, you had a small onion that was truma, now you replanted it, and a lot more grew out now than it was there before. So Rabbi Yana said before, mutter, that you're allowed to eat this whole onion now, it's not truma anymore. Or it's not hutte, it's not mutamam, it's just like tevel. You have to take off again truma samaisers. But it's not truma, it's tevel. The alma, what do you see Rabbi Yanni holds? The alma sriule, the kula gidulin, any type of a growth. Afo pi sheni surnai de karka. Even though it's not totally bikarka. Truma is totally nefrushes truma. Doesn't stand grow truma. Nothing grows that's truma. If after it comes out of the ground, now you have to be mafrish and take off the truma semaisris. So the truma does not come directly out of the ground. And still Rav Yanai says, malin es ikar, that what grows out of it becomes heter, and it's mavatal the ikar. Umashimachi poruch lemi konomus. Therefore, Rav Yanai, we have a kasha from this mishnah of konomus. Tiyein malin. Here it says no. Here it says if you have a peri, that's also for you to eat, you made an issa kainim on it, you can't eat it, or even without konomus. We are not saying Elu. So, by Dovah, Shein, Zara, Kola, it's all Asa. For you. So, Ran says, Nabahodle, Porach, Le, Mebraisa, Delitra, Maisa, Tevel, Tan, Eliel, Besomach, Shun, Masnisa, Nalim, Le, Lakshui. We'd rather ask the Kasha from the Mishnah. The Yoy, the Maisa, Pshitla, the Dovah, Shesh, Lamatirnu. For a corporate, this is the Kasha from Yanai. If you say before that by Truma, it is bottle, what grows out is Heter, how come over here we have by Nisa Nidorim, and Nisa Konomis, what grows out of the Isser remains also Hafilu Gedula Gedula Marasurim. So this the Gemara answers Amar Rav Abba. I tell you, Shani Konomis. It could be the Isser Konomis are different. Hoyu Viboyu Misashal Alayu. Since if you want to, you could be Matan Eder. Like what happened here? You said apples are also to you. Like these apples right now, apples are also. Yeah. So that's what the question. So the terrace is, I tell you, Isser Nedarim is worse. By Nedarim, since if you want, you could be Matan Eder. So you have a way to make these fruits mutter to you. So therefore the klal is, it's considered like there is a heter, there is a way out that you can eat this heter. And therefore we say, that's the klal we had before. By if there's a possibility to wait, and it will become mutter, so therefore the din is, it's not bottle, midrabonon, it's not bottle. So that's why here, kronomis, isinoderm is different. Even though usually by regular growth, we say what grows out of the truma is hutter, is mutter, and therefore the isser becomes bottle. But over here, what grows out of the isser nedarim still remains us, and there's no din bit of roif. Because nedarim is called a dove shesh lo matirin. For the Gemara, if so, for a truma, the same svar should apply by truma also. The boy misishal Allah, chibikashan rabianai. Truma, when Yisrael is mafresh truma, it's only like yilkas nedarim. You're mafresh with your dibur. You say a rezu truma. If you want, you could take it off. You could be master your nether. You could make the fruits that you made truma, no more truma. You could be shalolay. So if so, truma should also be called like a dovish yeshla matirin. So why do you say when you plant the truma, it becomes bottle? What grows out of it is heter, and the whole thing is mutter? Why do you say that? If you want, you could take off the yisa truma. Like the Ran says, like any other neder. And still Rabbi Yana before said it's bottle b'roiv. That's not we learned. So truma. Or even not like Rabbi Yana. It's a mission in trumas. That's not we learned like this. So truma. I mean, nothing to do now with gedule truma. Stam, I'll bring you a proof that akasha, that truma is bottle b'roiv. And according to your svar, you're telling me now by nedarim, since it's possible to take it off. It's not bottle, it's called Yeshna Matirin, so Truma should be the same way also. Truma also you could take off the Yisra Truma. So how come we learned by Truma it is bottle b'roiv? The Tanah and the Mishnah in Trumas. Saw Truma, Temeya. You have a saw bundle of Truma that's Temeya. That a Kohen can eat it, you can't do anything with it. She'nofla lepochos mimeya chulin. It's fell into less than 100 times the amount of chulin, of regular apples. You have one apple that's fell into 99 apples. Halacha is tirkof. All these apples you have to let right away. You can't use them. Now, since the mice says truma tameya, so even a kayan can't eat it, truma tameya not allowed to eat. Who are then you not allowed to burn it? So therefore, you just have to let it right away. Duran says, the reason why we don't let you keep it to burn it, we're afraid maybe you come to use it in between. Like the Gemara Pesachim says. Sakoponim tirkov means just let it right away. But what about holameya? Let's say this one apple of truma tameya, or this saw of truma tameya, fell into 100 times that amount, then the lochris tala, it is bata b'roiv. So you see, by hilchos truma, the truma is bata b'roiv. Now the kasha is why? If you tell me something that you have a shayla, you could take off the yisra like by nedarim. It's called the Yeshloi Matirin. That's not bottle, so Truma should also be called the Dovish Yeshloi Matirin. So this thing Gemara says, no, the Teretz is like this. I'll tell you. Amri, the Truma biyat Kain Askinan. Here we're talking about the Truma already reached the Kain's hand, that the Yisrael gave the Truma to the Kain. Once it came into the Kain's hand, then the Loch is the Loi Motzi Mishal Allah. Once the Kohen gets the Truma, it's out of the Yisrael's hands, then the Kohen can't be, the Yisrael can't be Shul anymore. Like it's not his Rishus anymore, he can't be Shul. So here that we say it's Bata B'Raiv means when the Kohen received it. Fred Gemari, Hachi, if so, if that's what you're telling me, this mission in Truma is talking about when the Kohen received it already. Eima Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Im Hoysa Tahira. Let's say the Truma was a Truma Tahira. So it says, and now this fell into, let's say, one apple of Truma Torah fell into 99 other apples. So Lachwitz is not Bata B'Raif. So all these, like, 100 apples right now, you have to act as if it's Truma. But what should you do with it? The mice of the one apple was tahor. So you're allowed to sell it to a kain, because the kain could eat them. So the locher is timkol a kain. Sell it to a kain. So that's what the Mishnah says. Now it's a kash, if you're telling me now we're talking about that it got to the kain's hands already, so what do you mean sell it to a kain? If the kain received it already, he's allowed to eat it, he doesn't have to sell it. So you see clearly we're talking about it still by the Yisrael. So it's still by the Yisrael, the kash is, then why is it bought the brave? It should be called the Dabba Sheshla Matirin. So Gemara says, Ella, true, we're talking about a Yisrael. But Ella be Yisrael, Shenoflo loy mi beis avi ima kain askinan. We're talking about now that the Yisrael yashened it from his father's, from Avi Imai, from his mother's father. That was the Kain. His mother's father was a Kain, but he's not a Kain. So there the case is, he's the Yisrael, he can't eat it. But our co-partner, he yashened it. So it's good though, why he can't be Shoyl. He can't be Mater, take off the Yisra Truma. Because he was not the one that made a Truma. It was made Truma way before. His Shver got it. And he yashin it from his father-in-law. So that's the case here. That's why it's bottom barayiv, because he can't be shoyl. He can't take off the din shumer on it. Mashayeng and the sefer is good, but what should he do with it? He's only Yisrael. He has a right to sell it to a kohen. For the Gemara, no. For a katani sefer says the sefer, tim kol a kohen, chutz medemei oisesso, that you have to sell it to a kohen, and you can't enjoy the money of that one saw. In other words, if a saw apples, Truma Tahira fell into 90 saw apples chulin. So locher is now you're allowed to sell them all to a kain, but you can't have enjoyment from the value of that first saw that was truma. That doesn't belong to you. So that's what it says here. When you sell it to a kain, sell them everything, but don't get back the money from the original saw of truma. Now the kasher is why, if we're talking about that you yashin, that you own this truma right now because you received it from your father-in-law. So now when you sell it, you should be able to get the money for that also. It's all yours. If a regular Yisrael makes truma, so we say he doesn't have a right to keep it. What does a regular Yisrael do with this truma? He has to give it to a kain. But if you yashin it from your father-in-law, it's your truma. Even though you're a Yisrael, you can't eat it, so you have a right to sell it to a kain, and you keep the money. So you see, the safe here is not talking about that you're yashin it from your father-in-law. But rather means that the Yisrael himself made the truma. And therefore, when you sell it now to a kohen, you can't receive the enjoyment, the money, from the original saw. But our core point, and then the kasher is, the Reish is also talking about that the truma is by the Yisrael. If it's by the Yisrael, it's a kasher, l'chur to davar sheish no matirin. The Yisrael could be matar his nether, it should be muta. So Gemara says, the chiluk is like this. Ela eima, I'll tell you like this. Bishlei makay namois, mitzvah l'sashuli aleihen. Mishum the Rabbi Nosson. I tell you there's a big difference. It's not stam the fact that you could take off the Yisr makes it as if we look as if it's Mutta now. It's called a Dava Shesh Lama Tirin. Like right now it's Truma. We don't say you're going to make it take off the Yisr Truma. We don't say that. But the stam is going to remain Truma. So therefore it's called Yisr. It's not called Yesh Lama Tirin. By Konomus, by Nadorim, we say the reason why, since you could, it's called like you will have Heter, is because there's a mitzvah to take off your Neder. Mishum Reb Nosson, the Yomer Rebbe Nosson, kol ha-noider ki lubona bama. Whoever makes a neder is like you made a nisa bama, bizman that's also to make bamas. Vi ha-mekaymoi ki lumakter aleher, it's also no good. It's like you brought a korban on the bama, bizman there was an isra ha-bamas. So the kids, you see, it's no good to have nedarim. Therefore, if you did make a neder, what you're supposed to do is to be matter the neder. So since there's a mitzvah for you to take off the Yisra Neder, therefore Nedarim we call Dava Shesh Lo Matirin. Therefore, if Nedarim falls into a Tarubis, a pre that's also because of a Neder. If it falls into a Tarubis, it won't be bottled. It's by Mindaminoi. It's called Dava Shesh Lo Matirin. And that's the pshat for also that the Gedule Gedulin, by a Dava Shein Zar Zera Kakola, is like an onion that's always considered growing bigger and bigger, the same onion, it remains also, there's no din bit of rive. Because Nadarim is called the Yesh Lo Matirin. But Truma is not called the Davash Yesh Lo Matirin. Even though you could take off the Truma, but since there's no mitzvah to do it, Minastam we say you're not going to do it. So therefore it's called Total Isser, therefore it's Batab Rive. The Ma says, but Truma, my mitzvah, Lissashul Le'Allah, but by Truma there's no mitzvah to do it. Since there's no mitzvah to take off the din truma, then we'll say for sure the truma will stay, and therefore the lach is, it's taka, not by truma, it is bottom brave. It's not called a dava sheish lo matirin. First says gufa. What did we learn before? Gufa before we learned like this. Omer Reb Yechanan, litra b'tzolim. If somebody had a measurement, a barrel full of onions, she tikno, he was nesakin them, posh means he took off truma semaises from them, so it's mamash mutatit. The Ran says, "Kloima sheifrish kol ma'isrei seho." You have a bundle full of onions that you took off the truma semaisus, vizara, and now you planted it again. You planted these onions. So lochris misaseras lefikula, like what grows up now, it's sort of like a new growth. It's growing new, and the new things that are growing is mechuyev again the truma semaisus. So and you have to take off ma'is lefikula means from everything that's growing. So the man says, "Learn the figdula mavad, the yosi gdula the mavat layikla gamri." Here the pshat is again. You have this onion that was already taken off its truma semaisus. So you have an onion you're allowed to eat, and now you take this onion and you plant it again in the ground. What grows up, since it gets bigger and bigger now, what grows up is called like a new fruit, a new onion. So that itself is mechuyev a truma semaisus. And also it's mevatel, the original onion that's there. So therefore we consider this whole big onion now, the whole thing has to keep take off truma semaisus. So we see what grows up is not called a continuation, but it's called something new. And also it's mevatel, what was there before. So this the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Yosef Rabba was sitting there, some is Geras Rabba, Ukoma Lo Shmait, he said over this halacha. So Rav Chizda said to him, "Man sayes lechol Rav Yechanan Rabbah. Who listens to you as you read Rav Yechanan?" In other words, we don't hold like him. That's what Rav Chizda said. Because the kasher is, heter shebehen leichen olach. What happened to the original heter? He had an onion here. That this onion, beforehand, you already took off the truma semaisus. So it's mamish heter gomer now. Now when you replant it, so true, maybe the new leaves that grow up is mechuyev again of truma semaisus. But the original onion was heter. How could you say there's a new chiv now to take off truma semaisus again? Hey, heter shavem lechen olach. Where did it go? All right, in other words, Rav Chizda is asking. He does know to bitter brave. He does know that the new heter that grows up could be mevato the original. Omalei. So, Rabbi said back to him, Omalei, miloy tanan de kavosei. Didn't we learn like this also another case of Bitsolim? We had the case before of Yev onions. Sheyodu aleim geshamin. That you had a case here, these were onions that were grown on the 7th year, and then you like replanted on the 8th year. Or else it's still on the ground even during the 8th year now. So we say, and now in the 8th year, if rain came down on them, Sheyodu aleim geshamin, Bitsimchun, it started to grow. So it depends.